Sam, you deserve certainly a point from that. So you must feel slightly hard done by.
I think it's so difficult to take a loss when you've done and played like you've played. That's the most gutted I've felt since I've been here. You know, we've had, you know, some defeats that we could have done better with and we might not have deserved, and this one, you know, was is harder to take more than any of them, particularly against who we were playing. And the positives can only be that carry on playing at that level, lads, and hopefully that will give us the results we need to get out of trouble, because we need those performances that end up with 3 points very, very quickly now, on the basis that I've seen Swansea and Bournemouth won and pull that bit farther away again. So there's no margin for error. It's getting smaller and smaller in terms of points to gain. So encouraging performance gives you confidence to say those results will start coming and we have to hit this level of performance. Starting at Liverpool on Saturday, and that may be difficult for players like Kone and Kershaw, Kasri, because the amount of energy they've had to put into this game for the first time may well catch up with them by Saturday and may not have enough recovery time. But we'll monitor that and get our sports science lads on the case tonight and tomorrow morning, in the hope that we will recover quickly enough to give that type of performance again Liverpool.
We saw three accomplished debuts tonight, but the biggest plaudits perhaps to Kershaw, the way he has bounced back from the mauling he got from a lot of people after that Tottenham game.
Yeah, but that's only, it's only the world of football, stupid punters, ex-players who are punters, reporters, radio men who volatile react with no real thought about it's his first time out there coming from a foreign country. It'd be like them going working abroad. They'd be rubbish at it and probably never get any good at it and come back here crying. So he's adjusted extremely quickly and put a very, very good performance in, which showed the talent he really is. It was my fault, Tottenham, I shouldn't have put him on. There's no doubt about that, not his. But he's shown today what an accomplished player he is, as is Kone, as is Kershaw. When he came on, I thought he did show some good things. Quality set pieces he was putting in, causing lots of problems. So hopefully they'll all get better and they can cope and continue to play like this, because it'll be a big help in us trying to pull out of the position that we're in.
We often talk about luck. You desperately needed a bit of luck tonight, and it was a bit of luck, actually, that Manchester City got there first. That deflection just took it into the path.
Well, and of course, the lucky thing for them is it falls to the most deadliest feet in the Premier League at the minute. I know Vardy and Mahrez and Lukaku are ahead of him, but at the moment he's the man who's scoring all the goals, and obviously falling to his feet there, he wasn't going to miss that. But the encouraging thing was that we made more chances, more clear-cut chances today than Manchester City, sadly. We couldn't produce the type of finish that would get us a goal. And of course the goalkeeper is the England goalkeeper, and we saw why he was the England goalkeeper tonight as well.
The hardest thing, I suppose, to take is, for all the fact that you played really well tonight, ultimately you have come away with nothing, and it's all about results.
Yes, but the encouraging thing is that performances like that will hopefully continue, and we will become more consistent, and it's what I've been searching for. I haven't found it in the original squad, or didn't find it in the original squad, and the key performance indicators tonight were the new players that made us look better, so hopefully they can continue, and the players who are already here will be lifted by that type of performance that they've given. That's what happens when better players come into your squad, so hopefully that's the case. It's too early to tell. It is only one game, but hopefully it's a good indicator.